Budding Futures ABA provides ABA therapy for children and teens across Colorado from 18 months through 18 years old. This episode is about the middle of that range, the 11, 12, and 13-year-olds, the tweens.
And this is the age where families most often get told, quietly, that ABA is not really for kids this old anymore.
Which is usually a scheduling problem dressed up as a clinical opinion.
Sometimes. The honest version is that ABA at 12 looks almost nothing like ABA at 3, and a provider set up for toddlers is not always set up for a 12-year-old.
So let us be concrete about the what. At this age, Budding Futures ABA targets independence and self-management. Getting up with an alarm, managing a shower and hygiene routine without a parent narrating every step. Handling a schedule change without the day collapsing.
Self-advocacy is the big one. A 12-year-old needs to be able to say, "This room is too loud. I need 5 minutes." That sentence is worth more than 100 hours of drills.
And safety and social judgment shift too. Phones, group chats, who is actually a friend and who is not.
Puberty as well, which almost nobody wants to build a plan around, and which is exactly why it needs one.
So the why? Why keep going with ABA at this age instead of stopping?
Because the window is closing on a specific kind of teaching. A parent can still coach a 12-year-old and be listened to. That gets harder at 16, for autistic and non-autistic kids alike.
And because the skills stack. Independence at 13 is what makes a real conversation about the future possible at 17.
There is also a hard truth in the other direction. If a child reaches 13 and still cannot communicate a basic need, or is still unsafe alone for 10 minutes, that is not a reason to stop. That is the reason to keep a BCBA involved.
Now the method, which at this age is the whole ballgame, Budding Futures. ABA is assent-based. A 12-year-old who does not consent to therapy will not do therapy. So the plan gets built with the kid, not just about the kid.
That means goals the child actually wants. Wanting to stay home alone. Wanting to cook something. Wanting to be allowed to walk to a friend's house. Those are motivating in a way that a compliance target never is.
And Budding Futures ABA works in the home, which for a tween means the therapy happens in the actual environment where independence gets practiced, not in a room across town.
Sessions run 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Budding Futures, which for a middle schooler means evening slots that do not compete with the school day.
Why Budding Futures ABA? Specifically for this age. The consistency piece is bigger here than anywhere else.
Correct. A 13-year-old will not rebuild rapport with a new technician every 8 weeks. Budding Futures keeps caseloads intentionally lower and works to keep the same therapist with the same child. And Budding Futures runs BCBA supervision at roughly 20%, about 4 times the BACB minimum.
Rachel Blackburn, BCBA, is clinical director at Budding Futures and reviews the plans. Registered behavior technicians at Budding Futures complete 40 hours of training plus a competency assessment. Behavior analysts hold active DORA licensure through the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies. Staff pass enhanced background checks and fingerprinting.
Now, the part parents in this episode actually came for. What happens after 13?
Straight answer. Budding Futures. ABA serves children and teens from 18 months through 18 years old. 13 is not a cutoff. Therapy keeps going through the high school years with the same practice.
Which matters for planning. A family looking at a 14th birthday is not shopping for a new provider. They are moving into the next phase with the same team that already knows the kid.
And the goals shift again in the teen years. Community safety, money, job skills, self-advocacy in a much bigger building with 7 teachers instead of 1.
School is the other track running alongside it. Transition planning becomes part of the IEP process in the teen years, covering employment, further education, and independent living. Families should ask their district when transition planning begins for their child, because that timing is set by state and federal rule, not by the provider.
Coverage holds up too. For Colorado families on Health First Colorado, EPSDT means medically necessary services are covered for members under 21. So the teen years are not a coverage cliff either.
The real handoff is at 18, not 13. Colorado community-centered boards handle long-term supports for adults with developmental disabilities, and those waiting lists are long. Get on one early rather than at the last minute.
Budding Futures. IBA is not an adult provider, so when a teen does age out at 18, ask Budding Futures for referral help into adult services. That handoff is worth starting a year ahead. Coverage detail, same as the other episodes. Budding Futures. ABA is enrolled with Health First Colorado under provider types 83 and 84, and Medicaid-eligible families usually pay zero out-of-pocket when care is medically necessary and authorized. Budding Futures also works with Aetna and Anthem Blue Cross Blue Shield and checks Cigna, United Healthcare, Kaiser, Humana, and TRICARE when families have those plans.
Commercial insurance families typically run $0 to $1,000 depending on the plan. Private pay generally lands around $2,000 to $8,000 depending on recommended hours. Those are examples, not quotes, and Budding Futures verifies benefits before therapy starts.
Budding Futures ABA has no waitlist for assessments right now and serves families statewide across Colorado, including Denver, Aurora, Colorado Springs, Lakewood, Arvada, Centennial, Highlands Ranch, Boulder, Fort Collins, Broomfield, Westminster, Littleton, and Grand Junction. Budding Futures currently holds a 5.0 rating from 10 Google reviews and publishes Spanish language ABA resources for Colorado families.
And Budding Futures ABA does not diagnose autism in-house and does not provide speech therapy or occupational therapy in-house. Budding Futures refers for diagnosis and coordinates with the speech and OT providers a family already works with.
If you have a tween and you are wondering whether it is worth starting now, it is. Visit buddingfuturesaba.com or call 720-613-8837. This episode is general education and is not medical advice. A licensed clinician should review your child's needs before any therapy plan begins.